Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about a new strategy that's been developing recently as it pertains to Instagram Reels and the way that you share them. This strategy, this new technique, might help you get 3, 4, 5, we've even seen 10 times the number of views on your Instagram Reels. It's important to first lay out the groundwork and understand what we're talking about here. Instagram Reels are the hottest, most popular, most trending piece of Instagram. They're the most effective feature or kind of post on Instagram when it comes to growth and engagement. Instagram Reels are powerful. I think we all understand that by now. And for the longest time, my mom and I have been telling you that you must share your Reels to your feed. We're always really hesitant to say must, to say always, to say absolutely, because there are always exceptions to the rule. That's the one always that we can say, that there always are exceptions to the rule. But this is one rule that we felt pretty confident in for the last almost 2 years since Reels were first released and available on Instagram. We've been telling people, share them to your feed. And in case you don't know what that means, basically on the very last page before you post your Reel, the very last step before you actually press that share button, there is a little tiny on-off switch, a little tiny toggle, if you will, and it says, also share to feed. It's automatically selected to yes. And what this means is when you share your Reel, it will automatically share to your feed and not just the Reels page. All Reels, no matter what, they are shared to your Reels page. So if someone goes to your profile and they tap on the little Reels button on your profile, they can see all of your Reels there. Additionally, all Reels automatically are shared to the Reels Explore page, and they have the opportunity to rank highly on that Reels Explore page, whether they are shared to the feed or not. But for the longest time, my mom and myself have been recommending that you select also share to feed, that you make sure that that option is turned on. And the reason for that is that that being turned on ensures that your followers will see your Reels. Now, your followers can still see your Reels if they aren't shared to the feed, but sharing it to the feed really increases the likelihood that your follower will see the Reel. It is going to be seen by a lot more of your followers and pushed to a lot more of your followers, especially early on. From what we've seen over the last year and a half, when you share to your feed, you're going to get an initial spike in engagement compared to when you don't. And that makes sense because instead of just hoping that the Instagram algorithm picks it up and shows it to the right people, you are just showing it to your followers and they're more likely to engage. Or at least that's what we've seen until now. Recently, though, things have been changing and we've been doing a lot of testing. Because we've been getting messages from people who say, hey, I didn't share my Reel to my feed. I only shared it to the Reels page and it did a lot better. Hey, Brock, I accidentally only shared this to the Reels page and it actually ended up doing better. Why is this going on? And so we decided to take a step back and to run some more tests. We manage about 20 different Instagram pages between my mom and myself, and we don't do it alone. We have lots of social media managers, virtual assistants, team members who help us run these pages. But basically, we own or are a part of about 20 different Instagram accounts in every single niche. I mean, everything from, you know, van life, travel, to dog Instagram accounts, to fitness inspiration, to motivational tips and quotes, to Instagram coaching, ADHD stuff, fashion pages. We have pages, Instagram accounts in just about every niche. So we have a wide pool to test. And we also have thousands of Insta clubbers who we can pull and test and check on what's working for them. And we also have thousands of Marketing Impact Academy students who we can test and check on what's working for them as well. So basically, all of that to just say we have a large group of people who we can pull and survey and test things on their accounts. So we started testing this theory that maybe you could get more views from only sharing your Reel to your Reels page and not also sharing it to the feed. And while it's not 100% yet, it's not conclusive and it's not foolproof, it's not a guarantee, we have seen quite a few people, quite a lot of people getting far more views and engagement by only sharing their reels to their reels page. Now, let me explain to you why we believe this is going on. If you don't have very engaged followers to begin with, and you're sharing your reel to your feed, which means, like we talked about earlier, your reel has the potential to be seen by your followers. Well, if they're not engaged to begin with, and they're not going to watch your reel, they're not going to engage with it, like it, save it, share it, or anything like that, well, then the algorithm is going to very quickly determine, oh, this isn't a very good reel, because the people who follow you aren't engaging with it. So we probably shouldn't show this to the people who are not following you. And that makes sense, right? I mean, if you're Instagram and a bunch of people follow this one person, but those people are not engaging with that person's reels, well, then those reels must not be very good. But actually, a lot of us just have unengaged followers, people who have been following us for years and just don't really pay attention to our posts anymore. Or maybe we have a lot of family and friends who follow us who aren't super supportive of our business-related posts. Or maybe you have a bunch of followers who you bought at one point, like you paid for them, and they're never going to engage. Or maybe you have followers from 10 years ago who aren't even using Instagram anymore. There's a wide variety of reasons why you might have inactive followers, but if you're sharing your reel to your feed and it's being seen by those inactive or disengaged followers, well, then it's going to really hurt your reel's long-term performance. Compare that to only showing it to the reels page, only posting it to the reels page and not also posting it to the feed. Well, now it has an opportunity to be seen by fresh eyes. It has the opportunity to be judged purely based off its quality rather than, hey, has this person been following you for 8 years and they don't really pay attention anymore? It's going to be seen by the people who Instagram thinks wants to see it. Now, like I said earlier, this is not a foolproof method. This is not a guarantee, but it's something to consider. And it's something to definitely test and try out on your account, especially if you're someone who has low engagement, or if you're someone who is struggling to build a community on your page, or you're someone who has recently changed niches and now your followers are just disengaged, or really anyone who has a large amount of disengaged followers. I would recommend trying out only sharing your reels to the reels page and not also sharing them to the feed. Give it a test, try it out, and see if it works for you. And I think that if we can take a step back for a second and look at the bigger picture here, as an entrepreneur, a content creator, as someone who's trying to build their tribe online, it's important that you're always testing things. It's important that you're always reevaluating. Yes, you can be the expert, but you still always need to be a student as well. That's something that my mom and I take very seriously and something that we pride ourselves on, especially in the Insta Club Hub, where we are giving people the most up-to-date, relevant information on what's working and what isn't on Instagram. I mean, if we were hard and set in our ways and we were just sticking to what we said from day one, well, then we would still be talking about hashtags and aesthetics and filters, and we wouldn't be talking about the different ways to share your reel. I think that we do a great job, if I can say so myself, of continuing to test, run trial and error, and just do the dirty work to figure out what actually does prove successful on Instagram. But I think it's important that you do that as well. I think it's important that you continue to test and try different things out. So give this one a shot and then send us and my mom or myself a direct message on Instagram if this worked out for you. If you share your reel to only the reels page and not the feed and you end up getting way more views and engagement, let us know, and we would love to hear some of your success stories. Or maybe it didn't work for you. Maybe you give this a test shot, a test run, and it doesn't prove to be very successful for you, and you just go back to sharing it to the feed. But give it a test, give it a trial, and let us know your results. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, happy networking.
Don't forget to check out InstaClubHub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out InstaClubHub.com.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.